السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum to our dear listeners. Firstly, we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send salutations upon our noble master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have discussed previously with regards to all the articles of Iman and the hikmah and the wisdom and the essence behind believing in all of these things, like the Anbiya, the Malaika, the divine books, and specifically with regard to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as he was the one to come before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We know that Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or rather came before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and from the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, there were approximately 124,000 Anbiya. But Anbiya did not come one after the other in the sense that there was only one present in the world at one particular time. But rather, there would be in certain cases several Anbiya that would be alive at one time. These Anbiya would be sent to their communities, they would be sent to a locality, to a particular people, and thereafter the next Nabi would come. Or there would be, like I say, several Anbiya alive at one time. But 124,000 approximately Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, according to most of our scholars. But Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the last Nabi to come before Huzur Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And it is said from the books and from the scholars that there has not been a greater break in revelation like the break there was between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Isa. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's ascension took place almost 600 years before the advent of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So 600 years, a break in revelation had been almost 600 years between Nabi Isa alayhi salam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now why we are discussing this particular point is because wahi is divine revelation. And we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent to all of mankind, number one. Number two, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. There is no Nabi to come after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is the final Nabi, and therefore divine revelation stops with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is no Nabi to come after him, therefore the doors of revelation are now closed till the day of the day. So what is wahi? Wahi is of two kinds, wahi and ilham. Wahi is divine revelation, exclusive with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. No human being besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam receives this form of revelation, or what we know as wahi. Now this revelation that comes from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we mentioned earlier, is something which is exclusive for the Anbiya, number one. And number two, it comes via a particular messenger, in this case, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who has been given this great responsibility of bringing the wahi, the divine revelation from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Anbiya alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala has protected this wahi, that means there is no possibility of the slightest type of batil contaminating the wahi. As Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran, لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. That batil and falsehood cannot approach this wahi, neither from the front nor from the rear, but rather it is a revelation from Allah, Almighty Allah, the Most Wise and the Praiseworthy. The connection of the Anbiya alayhi salam with Allah Ta'ala is thus direct through the agency of wahi, which is the medium through which the deen was communicated. The greatest and most authentic source of ilm is wahi, divine revelation. Wahi came to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in different forms. Sometimes the wahi was in the form of speech by Allah Ta'ala speaking directly with the Nabi. Sometimes through the agency, like we said, of the angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the chief angel in the transmission of wahi. And this would be the most common type. And sometimes wahi would come in the form of a book written, sometimes in the form of a bell ringing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, Salsalatul Jaras, the bell ringing, and this was the most difficult upon him, and sometimes in other forms as well. The Quran Sharif is the highest product of wahi bestowed upon men. The Quran Sharif is the final divine book of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will now be prevalent right through to the day of Qiyamah. It will be relevant for all times now till the day of Qiyamah. So this is the final book of wahi. It is the highest form of wahi, and it was bestowed upon the greatest Nabi of all time, our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll continue from here. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem.